No, I don't want any coffee. Thank you. I appreciate you. Oh, you're going to bring it to me. Anyway, thank you, Jill. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You make great coffee. Oh, this one's really... You want some coffee, buddy? Want to try it? Oh, you don't like it either. Okay. All right.
Love finds its home in the realm of hearts. It dances and whispers. It flickers and roams.
I'm so excited that we get to do open mic outside tonight. This backyard, like, platform thing, this is so cool. Alright, so you guys have food over here. Tiger Lily, you be good. Do not beat up Prince. Do not chew on his collar. Prince, you eat your food over there and you don't stab your sister. Please.
Love finds its home in the realm of hearts. It dances and whispers, it flickers and roams. A symphony of emotions, just me and you.
Oh, hey, Jill, I wanted to ask you, this magnet board that's up here, can we use this for open mic tonight? I know you guys have the letters arranged so they say restaurant, even though this is a cafe, but I was thinking maybe we could do, like, a contest where, like, everybody comes up and they try to make different anagrams. Oh, okay. Oh, that's, all right. I gotcha. I heard the first no. We're not allowed to touch it. Okay. The owners really wanted to say restaurant. Okay. I guess I will go delete all the social media posts that I made advertising the anagram contest. Be right back! Everyone, I'm Annotated Alice. I'm one of the co-hosts here at Open Mic Night at the Cormorant Cafe. These are my dogs, Prince and Tiger Lily. If they go anywhere near the peanut butter and jelly triangles, do not let them touch them at all. They should be staked down, but, you know, they get loose. I just wanted to let everybody know really quick that the anagram contest that I put on social media, we can't do that because the owners don't want us to touch their sign. And somebody already touched it, and now it says Arrest Tuna. So we have to leave the letters so that they say restaurant, or we're going to get kicked out. So I'm going to fix it, but I'm just letting everyone know the contest is not happening tonight. Please do not touch the letters on the magnet board. Thank you.
Are you people here? I guess I just don't see the point of this place if we're not doing open mic. So do you just sit here and tap your phones and drink your lattes? That's a pretty vacuous existence if you ask me. Okay, well, I guess I'm gonna do mic check. Tap your phone if you can hear me. Put your phone down and give me a dirty look if you can hear. Ah, there you go. Guess the microphone works. I'll be back later for open mic. Enjoy your fucking latte.
Hey, everybody. Just wanted to remind you for the second time, the anagram contest is not happening. The owners do not want us to touch this magnet board back here, so we can't touch it. Somebody touched it after I told everybody that we're gonna get in trouble. It's supposed to say restaurant. Now it says Strut Arena. And while that made me chuckle, I don't want to go hunting for a new place to have open mic again. So again, please, we gotta respect the owner's wishes. Don't touch the magnet board. That was my bad. I should not have posted that on social media before I asked permission. Thank you.
Okay, so I put the three boxes of magnet poetry on the magnet board. So we have the adult poetry, we have the true crime poetry, and we have the idiot's guide to sex poetry. You guys can just use those on the magnet. What's Alice doing in the backyard there? Anyway, yeah, you can just... Oh, an anagram contest? Oh, that's... Yeah, no, I've been rearranging the letters all night. Yeah, I know, you guys keep giving me suggestions. Don't worry. Yeah, just put up the poetry next to the anagrams. Yeah, no one cares. I don't know what she's on a... Dylan, did you tell her that... Who told her that? No, I brought the magnet board. Okay, you guys are gonna keep messing with her and... Oh, Jim, because he's dressed like that, she... Okay, well, that's fine. Yeah, no, just... You know what? I'll take the poetry. You guys just keep messing with the letters. All right, talk to you. Yeah, no. No, I have to organize this. Tim has music, so I'm gonna help him set up the sound doodad.
Welcome to the Cormorant Cafe. This is Wednesday, 7:15, so it's time for the open mic night. I'm Dylan, your guest, one of the guests that is here, and I am allowed to do a guest introduction. So here are Rob and Alice. They're here to take over now because my guest introduction is through. Hey Rob, nice shirt, buddy. Here you go.
You like that, do you, Dylan? Well, I stole it from a Canadian tourist at Disneyland. Yeah, I know. Coincidentally, we have an Ontario here in Southern California, too. It's on the other side of the... It's south of the San Bernardino Mountains, but there's an airport there. That's all you need to know. Right, I'm going to sit down for a minute. You guys just chill. Go get some lattes or mochas. I got some raspberry syrup. Add that to everything. And give Jill $1.25 for the peanut butter and jelly quarters. I know, inflation. I realized they used to be a quarter. Don't heckle me, heckle her. Anyway, so $1.25 for a peanut butter and jelly quarter. That works out to what, $5 for a sandwich? It's about the same as... Okay, I'll be back in a minute. Maybe Alice has something to say, I don't know. There's a ton of people this week. And I see a bunch of you have that kind of writerly look. And by that I mean you have a laptop and you're just using the Wi-Fi here.
So, obviously, you're going to read something, right? The truth is, I've been inundated with inquiries, and so I'm afraid this is going to be either really long, cut into two parts, or this will be the last episode because everybody who can volunteer just suddenly volunteered, and there won't be any more people ever again. So, I hope not the last one. All right, I'm going to sit, stare at my mocha. All right, maybe Dylan will come up again. I don't know.
Okay, so this is coming in a little bit hot and fast, but I feel like I accidentally found something really wonderful for you guys. And I want to introduce Leah Cass. And, holy cow. Anyway, I'm going to put as many of her poems together next week in a package. So I have at least four. You can't take them back. And, I'll post one here. We have a lot of volunteers tonight, so I'm gonna probably have to cut this in half. And I'll post another in the other half, kind of like a little tasty preview. The only thing is, I have to choose which ones more or less get duplicated for next week. But, these are just tasty little... Oh, they're wonderful. This was very lucky. Very, very lucky. Anyway, thank you, Leah. Thank you. I'll post her little self-intro as well.
Hi, my name is Leah Cass, and I'm the author of the Ink and Ember series, a five-part collection of books that are exploring the five different stages of grief. You can find me on social media as L Unchained. This is from my collection Love Letters, poems about denial. Are there words for craving a heaven that never existed? I have hungered for the taste of your lips 1,000 days and nights. Fantasies fashioned of bodies twisted. Still, I stand at the top of the staircase beneath the lights.
Excuse me, I need to borrow the mic for a second. Guys, whoever keeps touching the magnet board is about to get me kicked out of this place. I don't understand why you guys haven't understood. Don't touch the magnet board. The anagram contest is not happening. While Nature Arts is really clever, we can't touch the magnet board. Stop touching it. I don't know which one of you is touching it. All three of you in the audience, but stop touching it. I keep getting blamed for it. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Dylan. That was Dented Printer, or Dent, reading his original piece, Futura Phoenix. Tiger, shush, shush. No, no, you can't bark while I'm introducing stuff. No, no, you gotta stop. No, Lily, stop. I gotta go deal with my dogs.
Thank you for having me here in the cafe and on the podcast. And I'd like to start off with 6 calming minutes of my cat's purring. I'm being told that that's not gonna fly here. So instead, I'll move on. Hello, is this thing on? It's not working. Cormorant, it's not working. Can you check the, what's it called, a microphone? Surely not. This isn't just some old-time tape deck by the looks of it. Even an audiophile like me couldn't recognize the tapes. They seem damaged from time. They're bumpy and uneven, so they're probably no good. There doesn't seem to be any sun damage. Maybe it's from water. But the device looks like it's in pristine condition otherwise. Hey, self, we're gonna need to come back to this after work. If we keep fucking around, we're gonna be late again, and we gotta brush our teeth. We smell like beer. Alright. See you later, Cormorant. Ciao, dude. Not sure why I'm even in your story. I brushed my teeth and headed off to work. In a world full of technology, we're still selling old digital drug air infusers. They come in all kinds of flavors and have what people used to think were the best types of chemicals. Now, we know what they really do, just flip a couple of bits in your brain the old school, inefficient way. We should get with the times and stock a couple of brainwave editizers for the new school people, but I heard back in the day there were record stores selling vinyl years after the technology had quote-unquote moved on. Yeah, Frank's here. I can see his antique car pull into the lot from the back of the shop. It stands out like a sore thumb, being that it still uses gasoline. He says it was never fancy, but I love old stuff. Genesis. It sounds like it's from our time. The noise it makes is incredible. You could hear it for kilometers. Hey Frank, how you doing, buddy? The old man can hardly hear me. He turns on his editizer and sets it to max volume. Not bad, Dent. You check out the Futuraphonics? Yeah, man. I can't figure it out. I don't see any audio ports at all. Just a tape area and some buttons. That's because it's not for audio. Didn't you read the manual? The manual? Man, that's... I know. Nobody can read that crap anymore. Even my oldest translator couldn't figure it out. But I heard from a buddy of mine. Known him for a long time. It was a machine that could supposedly hear from the future. Mob bosses would use it for the fights, so nobody could pin any fixing on them, you know? Because they didn't actually have to set anything up. Just print short messages from a sender. Well, who would be the sender? Wouldn't this open up some kind of paradox or something? We're the only ones with the machine. Well, that's what I don't know. It could be one of two. It could work in a pair, you know? Or one of three. Who knows how many there are. But that's why I want you to fuck around with it. Figure it out, you know? Alright, Frank. Well, that's good insight anyways. I'll take another gander when I get back to my place. I carried on with my day selling bullshit to people who long for the good old days and don't care how cliche they look. I swear one day I'm gonna hear the word atomizer for the last time and atomize, or lobotomize, myself or someone else. God, I need a new job. I reach my place and take a closer look at the Futuraphonics. No audio, eh? So, what's with the tape? I actually pull it out of the slot this time and start investigating the tape. The bumps seem to be on a certain spot on the reel. I pull it backwards for about 5 minutes before I can start to see that the bumps might actually be the whole point. I can be a real dumbass at times. A few more turns and I can see there's a message. Here come don't. Okay, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Who's don't? I'm Dent. I laugh to myself. The machine beeps and flashes. The tape area starts rolling. What the fuck? People are using it? Now? In my short story? What are the chances of that? I immediately stick the tape back in and shut the drawer. The machine beeps once more and the reel speeds up. I guess it's picking up the slack I made when I not so carefully unwound the tape. It slows to a crawl and I hear ticking. A light inside the tape area turns on and illuminates the tape. Listen, you didn't. Why? The reels stop.
There's too many of you today for me to even remotely believe that nobody wants to... Oh! Well, Dylan! You're back. Why are you wet? Alright, well, Dylan said he was going to read something, so... I said, good, do me a guest intro, and I handed him the instructions. Now he's wet, and I... Fine, just get up here. Alright, this is Dylan. He's reading whatever the thing.
Hey guys, please stop touching the magnet board. I know I goofed, but like, now it says Saunter Tar. Stop touching it. It's not ours. Just don't touch it. I don't know who keeps coming back here and touching it. Don't move the letters. The anagram contest is not happening. While that one's very creative, we're not allowed to do it, so stop. I've already fixed the letters like 4 times and I'm starting to forget how to spell the word restaurant. Thank you.
What the heck is Alice doing in the back over there? What is she doing? Is she having a separate open mic in the back? Alright, you guys, I'm gonna go mess with the magnet board, but we should maybe bring her in. Who are those people? She just finds people who wear flannel somehow. Did she just bring in a goth army? Don't they only want to be outside because it's dusk? They won't be outside in the daytime? Alright, well, I guess she's... Here, I'll just feed her mic into this mic.
Up next, I'm going to be reading a poem by Leah Kim. She contributed last week. Thank you so much for coming back to the mic this week. Tiger Lily, you can't read the poem. Tiger Lily, you can't read the poem for her. No, Tiger Lily, you can't read the poem. You don't speak English. Prince, you don't speak English either. This is Crushed by Leah Kim. Crushed. The shirt on his back is glazed with sunbeams, as he slept atop his books, unaware of my glances. I wish I was present within his dreams. I wish I could crawl out of the box's hold. His hair gently being pushed by the wind, it was an ethereal sight unbefitting my eyes. It was something I could have never declined. I wish I could crawl out of the box's hold. He was still, unshifting like a sculpture. Subconsciously, my own pen and hand had started drawing to freeze the perfection that was thawing. I wish I could crawl out of the box's hold.
Tim, I think everything is hooked up for your what you needed. Alright, okay, so we're gonna do some music. We have actually a bunch of music this week. And in fact, there's gonna be, if you guys stick around after this, there's gonna be another. It's much longer. Alice and I read some of our own stuff, and it's we have a long section, and then she also is singing with Laura. But yeah, so there's actually two of those. They do two songs. Anyway, so this is Tim. Hey, who's? Turn your sound off, guys. The phones. Come on. Anyway, this is Tim. He's gonna sing something. He's gonna play all these cool things and compose a thing right in front of us. Really, really. I am not screwing around. Please turn the sound off. God damn it. Just turn the sound off. If you ruin this for me, I will literally kick your ass. It doesn't look like I can, but I can be mad.
Hello, Cormorant Cafe. This is Tim Griff, and it's my song, Catharsis. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Tim. Wow. That was... Wow, thanks for introducing us to this guy, Dylan. Oh my gosh. All right, thanks for the... wow, okay, so that was Tim Griff. And the song was called Catharsis. Oh my god, that was good. I have a recording, I'm gonna go play it again. Alright, thanks again.
That was our last volunteer. Who else wants to come up and read something or rant at this microphone? Come on, you can do it, guys. You've been really friendly with the magnet board back there. Anybody want to actually read stuff? Hi. Yeah, you want to read? Come on up. I'm sorry. I don't usually get salty. I'm having a bad day. What's your name? Tanya? Awesome. I'm going to go back to being really chipper and perky now, everybody. This is Tanya, and she's going to go ahead and read. The mic is yours.
Love finds its home in the realm of hearts. It dances and whispers. It flickers and roams. A symphony of emotion, just me and you. Love paints the sky with a divine hue. A tapestry woven, an eternal sign, no walls to confine a love so fine. Love is a gentle breeze, an enchanting chase. It blooms like flowers, vibrant and rare, a love beyond compare. In love's embrace, souls intertwine, a love so divine, through highs and lows, together we'll sway, for love is eternal, come what may.
All right, that was Tanya. Thank you, Tanya. Tanya Contois, she's reading a poem she wrote. Let me see. Yeah, thank you, Tanya. No, I'm still working with Tim on the music, and I think we have more music even than that. Maybe you can go first, Alice and Laura, with your music colors or something. Okay, so, all right, thank you, Tanya. That was Tanya Contois. Next is Laura and someone, Alice. I guess they're singing now. Yeah, it's funny, we had her in the backyard, huh? She's not as amused as me. She has to keep checking on the dogs, though. They were kicked out. Nobody believed her when she said they were her emotional support pigs. I don't understand. They don't look anything like pigs.
Hi, I'm Annotated Alice.
I'm Laura Gagne.
And this is Blue, Red, and Gray by The Who.
Seem so obsessed with the morning, getting up early just to watch the sunrise. Some people like it more when there's fire in the sky, worshipping the sun when it's high. Some people go where the salt trees clap their hands to the blue, red, and gray. But I like it. I like every second, so long as you are around.
All right, we're going to start wrapping up here. Thank you so much, everybody, for reading and volunteering tonight here at Open Mic Night at the Cormorant Cafe. I am one of your hosts, Annotated Alice, up here with my friend Rob, R. Wesley Edwards, and we really appreciate the volunteers we've been getting. We hope we get more next week also. It's really starting to grow a little community here, and I just wanted to say thank you guys for being understanding about the Magnet Board. I'm sorry that I kind of lost my temper before. I was just, you know, having an off day, but thank you so much for being respectful when I finally asked you to say, oh my god, who moved them again? Mistelf art? Mistelf isn't even a word. You wouldn't be able to make any legal words in Scrabble with that. Get out of here. Mistelf art. Mistelf art. Tattoo it on.
Alright, we're gonna take like a short break and then we'll be back because this is really long. So for the people at home, you'll have two podcast files, I don't know, streams? You'll have two episodes back to back this week for you live people. I don't know, you get nothing. Here, you can look at my furry belly. I hope you enjoyed that. Alright, yeah. So, immediately after this, like, right now, there's another episode for podcast people. Okay. Oh, wait, Dylan has something more to say. We were talking about baking.
So, a couple of not-so-fun facts for you. Donuts are not just made as a thick pancake that has a hole cut out of the middle of it, and then that is turned into a donut hole. No, no. Instead, there's a special machine that pumps a whole ellipsoid shape into frying oil. So the whole donut is made at once, and a separate machine just drops little globs of donut paste into the same type of oil. And they're not really the holes of the donut because they're both made separately in their own way. So that's why Timbits are Timbits.